Long ago, there was a young Brahmin named Ajamil, who was a reservoir of good qualities. Ajamil always controlled his mind, never spoke frivolous words, and was a faithful husband to his young wife. Mild, truthful, humble, and well-behaved, he would dutifully go and pick fruit, flowers, and kusha grass each day in the service of his elderly mother and father.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo.
What is that horrible singing? Oh, that lusty sudra embracing a prostitute. Terrible. Most improper. Intoxicated in public. Most improper. See him with spices smeared upon his body. Just to incite her lusty desires. Shameless. I will not see these things. Look at her. I should leave this place. I'll leave now. I must control my mind.
In the same way that the sun or the moon becomes eclipsed by a low planet, Ajamil, despite his Brahminical training, felt the awakening of lusty desires within his heart. In illusion, Ajamil fell under their control.
You are home, my husband. Please sit down, and let me bring you your lunch. Is something troubling you?
No.
Have I done something wrong?
I told you no. Stop bothering me. Just leave me alone.
You've never yelled at me like this before. Has something happened that is disturbing you?
No, nothing. While I was out walking and collecting flowers for my father, I guess I saw something that I really want.
What could have transformed you so?
Transformed? Me? No. It's just that I've decided that you should not have to work so hard, my dear wife. You need a maidservant. Yeah. I'll find you a maidservant. A servant to help you. And stay here, in the house with us.
Because his intelligence was bewildered by lust for the prostitute, Ajamil took her into his house as a maidservant. He soon abandoned all the regulative principles of a brahmana and became degraded. Engaging in sinful acts with the prostitute, Ajamil rejected his beautiful, chaste wife.
Ajamil!
Yes, my darling.
What have you brought me today?
Gifts and presents for your pleasure.
Oh, these are nice. Have you brought me anything else?
Only some news. My father's dead.
So what?
He's left me an inheritance.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah, and it will be all spent for your pleasure.
Oh, I'm flattered.
I'm not trying to flatter you. Just be pleased with me.
In time, Ajamil became addicted to forbidden acts in order to satisfy the prostitute's illicit desires and to maintain their many children. Plundering, gambling, and cheating, he thus allowed his life to speed by until his 88th year.
Come on, me friend, sit down here.
Thank you, Ajamil.
There you go. Let's play a little dice. Do you feel lucky today?
Yes, I do. I'll play with you.
How much money would you like to bet this time? Oh, so much. That's good. 7! I win!
Hey. Try again?
Hey, wait a second.
Well, luck's on my side. 7, I win again.
Hey, wait a second.
I tell you what, let's double our bets, all right?
But double, no.
7, I won again.
Hey, wait a second, I think you're trying to cheat me.
You what? You dare call me a cheat? Huh, I'll show you that I don't need to cheat you to get your money. Huh, cheating isn't necessary. I'd like you to meet some of my sons. I'm going to take all your money away. By force. Take his money. Get him out of here. Son, bring this money to your mother. Tell her to buy something nice for herself. Maybe some silk or gold. Something that will make her happy. Oh, and also, get your youngest brother, Narayan. Have him come to me. Narayan. Ah, Narayan. Come here, son. My little boy. You're certainly cute. Ba ba ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba.
Ba. Although my other sons help in my businesses, Narayan, you bring me the most enjoyment in my old age. Narayan.
Ba, 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 ba. I want. No.
This type of drink isn't for you, son. All right, okay, Narayan. Go to your mother now. Go on, little Narayan. Go on.
Bye-bye.
Go, Narayan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Narayan.
Bye-bye.
Narayan. Yeah, yeah. 10 sons. Many daughters. But little Narayan's my favorite. He's the best of all. Cheating. Gambling. Stealing. It's easy to get money. I know how to make my wife happy. But this little Narayan, he knows how to make me happy. Ah, Narayan. Narayan! 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 Narayan!
What's happening, Father? You look like you're dying! Mother, come quickly!
Ajamil!
Get the Ryan! The Ryan!
Get the Ryan! Get the Ryan! Quickly, get the Ryan!
The Ryan! The Ryan! The Ryan!
Sinful husband of a prostitute, we are going to snatch the soul from the core of your heart.
Stop! We forbid you to touch Ajamil.
What? Desist in trying to steal away Ajamil's soul. Who do you think you are?
We will punish you severely if you do not stop.
We are the servants of Yamaraj, the king of religious principles and the lord of death. No one has dared challenge us before. Out of the way!
You are claiming to be messengers of Yamaraj? But you yourselves do not know the principles of religion.
Who are you? Where have you come from? Why are you forbidding us to touch the body of sinful Ajamil?
Ajamil is not sinful. He is sinless.
We have heard from our master, Yamaraj, that Narayan, the supreme cause of everything, has given us the Vedas. Those who follow the Vedas are religious, and those who disobey are irreligious. We now drag sinful Ajamil to Yamaraj for punishment, for his purification.
Your demand to punish a sinless person is painful to hear. Because Ajamil has chanted the holy name of Narayan, he is now pure and eligible for liberation.
But Ajamil was not even chanting the name of the Supreme Lord. He was only fearfully crying for his son.
He still uttered the four syllables, Narayana. By chanting Narayana, Ajamil destroyed sinful reactions from millions of lives. The Lord's holy names are like fire. One's awareness of fire is irrelevant. Fire still burns. The Lord's holy names purify, whether one is aware of their power or not.
No one has ever stopped us before. Anywhere. We are the messengers of the Lord of Death. We still consider Ajamil sinful, despite his chanting Narayan. Sinning. He must be punished.
Although Ajamil did sin, he was not thinking, I will sin and then become purified by chanting the Lord's names. No, that would be offensive. He simply chanted Narayan again and again to call his son, and his continuous chanting purified him. Because Ajamil chanted the Lord's name offensively while dying, he is no longer subject to go to hell to pay for his past sinful deeds. You must leave Ajamil here.
Let us go.
The Amadutas, unable to take Ajamil, fled to their master Yamaraj in a bewildered state.
Lord Yamaraj, we have been defeated. We could not take Ajamil.
Some beautiful four-armed person stopped us. Who are they?
My dear servants, you are just like my sons. Those were the Vishnu-dutas, the servants of the Supreme Lord Narayan. You could not stop them because they are almost as powerful as the Lord himself.
But why did they stop us? Ajamil was sinful and irreligious.
What is the use of our judging a man sinful if someone else will judge him sinless?
Shouldn't there be one standard and one judge?
True religion comes directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And no one can know true religious principles unless they learn them from the Lord or his empowered servants. Listen, I shall explain everything to you. Although sinful Ajamil chanted the holy names of the Lord only to call his son, nevertheless, by chanting Narayan, he remembered Lord Narayan and was immediately freed from all sinful reactions and saved from being dragged to hell by your ropes of death. Such is the potency of the holy names. My dear servants, in the future, do not approach devotees. No one can chastise devotees, not even me. Only bring me those who don't chant Hare Krishna. Leave the devotees alone.
After hearing the glorification of the Lord's holy names, the Yamadutas were struck with wonder. Since then, as soon as the Yamadutas see a devotee, they fear him and do not look at him again. Meanwhile, Ajamil, realizing he had been saved from a horrible fate by the Vishnu-dutas, began to reflect.
How I have ruined my life. My father and mother were Brahmins and had no other son. How much misery and difficulty I gave them by neglecting them in their old age. How ungrateful I was. Then, after rejecting Brahminical life for plundering, cheating, and illicit sex, I stood condemned, poised to be ripped from my body and dragged to hell. But I was saved. Where have my rescuers gone? Will I ever again see those beautiful lotus-like servants of Vishnu? I must become Krishna conscious. I'll go to Hardwar, perform devotional service, and become purified.
Blessed by his association with the Vishnu-dutas, Ajamil detached himself from material life with determination. Freed from all material affection, he immediately left home. Once in Hardwar, Ajamil took shelter of a Vishnu temple, controlled his senses, applied his mind to the service of the Lord, and became fully absorbed in thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When his intelligence and mind were fully fixed on the form of the Lord, the Brahmana Ajamil once again saw before him those celestial persons whom he had seen before.
Oh, you have returned!
Yes, we went away just to fix you in meditation upon the Lord. Now we have come to take you back home, back to Godhead.
Thus, Ajamil, having been awarded a transcendental form exactly resembling the Vishnu Duttas, boarded an airplane made of gold. Passing through the airways, he went directly to the abode of Lord Vishnu, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Because this narration about Ajamil has the potency to vanquish all sinful reactions, one who hears it or describes it with faith and devotion is no longer doomed to hellish life, regardless of how sinful he may have been. And after giving up his present body, such a faithful soul returns back home, back to Godhead.